This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Ford is now saying its C-Max hybrid doesn't get the 47 miles per gallon it advertised. 43 miles per gallon is a better number. It's being sued for this, and last night Ford offered C-Max customers a $525 check as compensation. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, this could change how fuel efficiency is measured on many cars.
So here's how this happened, according to Dave Sullivan. He's with Auto Pacific.
Ford used the Ford Fusion Hybrid to determine mileage for the C-Max.
Just a little problem with that.
The C-Max is really a different vehicle than the Fusion.
Might seem obvious, but that's totally legal under EPA rules because they do have the same engine. And Ford isn't the only one with mileage issues. Michelle Krebs is a senior analyst with Edmunds.
This is happening frequently now with hybrids. Honda had this problem. Hyundai Kia had to redo their mileage. And I don't think that this will be the last.
She says despite some small reforms, the way the EPA and car companies evaluate mileage hasn't changed a whole lot since the 70s. Now, especially with more hybrids on the market.
Basically, I think the technology is outpacing the tests.
Car makers have actually long pressured the EPA to improve mileage testing, and the agency has said it'll take a hard look at that mileage loophole. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.